Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday and we're here to help you with your garden. It's been a long 3 weeks. I want to thank my son for filling in while I've been down. I'm not quite there yet. I'm feeling better. But it's been a long 3 weeks. I guess I tried to do too much in the last summer, and it caught up with me. Ended up with pneumonia and a collapsed lung. Spent some time in the hospital, but I'm back. So if we can help you, give us a call, and we'll all work together so that you can have fun in your garden again. With the season, things are changing a lot. And we want to help you to prepare your outside as well as your indoors for the new season. And those of you that have holiday plants need to prepare those for that season. And that includes the length of the day and temperature in your home to make it all possible. So, what you need to do is to provide 12 hours of total darkness to make your plants bloom. And what is best is a room with no lights, so a spare bedroom, where when the sun goes down, it stays dark and you're able to give the plant uninterrupted darkness for that 12-hour period. Even just walking in is not going to be able to help a plant flower for you. So keep it in a room with total darkness and you'll be in great shape. Feeding of your plants at this time of the year should be done on a monthly basis, not every couple of weeks like it was done earlier. As the plants are no longer growing at the same rate as they were earlier. Also, if you have bulbs outside in your garden, they should be brought in now, labeled, dried, and put into storage for the winter. In your basement, not in the garage unless there is some heat. Otherwise, they will freeze and then they will die from the freezing process. So in a basement, temperature around 50 should be okay. But the other thing is the bulb itself should have a dust on them. Rose and flower, tomato, vegetable dust. And that will prevent the possibility of a fungus attacking the bulb while it's in storage. Now, the best place to keep the bulb is on the floor where it's nice and cold and away from any heat source. And label them with the height, color, size of the flower, and just put a thin layer of peat moss or dry compost, pine bark mulch, on top of the bulb to prevent it from drying out during the winter months. And again, I just use a box mulch, bulbs, mulch, a sheet of newspaper, and leave them right on the floor, and they do real, real well. Don't use plastic, because the plastic will sweat, and then you'll have a problem, where the bulb will get wet and possibly rot. So do it that way, and they'll do very well, and you'll be able to replant the following year. Also, with all the storms that we have had, if you live near the seashore, get down, get that seaweed, and dump it all over your gardens. Seaweed is unbelievable. It's much better than peat, even better than compost, because you get the goodness of the ocean. So, trash bags, head down to the beach and get all the seaweed you can. On your flowering holiday plants, they should have darkness during the evening hours from about supper until breakfast. So what I do is I take a piece of paper, write poinsettia, Scotch tape it to the refrigerator door, and that will remind you when to put it in darkness and when to take it out of darkness. During the day, the plant should stay in a sunny window. Water it like any other house plant. Fertilize on a monthly basis. And the main thing is keep the plant away from a draft. So if you have a window with a draft, away from it. Otherwise, the lower foliage will fall. Christmas cactus, if you can keep it on the cool side, will blossom a lot longer for you. It really does make a big difference. North window, east window, but not in a south-facing window. Otherwise, the plant will get warm. The flower buds will develop a lot faster, and the blooming cycle will be a lot shorter. So that is very important. Keep it cool and out of a south-facing window. The poinsettia can be in a south-facing window. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about fertilizer.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Hi, Paul. I'm glad to have you back. Hope you're feeling better.
Thanks.
We have a northeaster coming on Wednesday.
And, yes.
I was going to put down the winterizer. Should I wait after the storm goes by?
No, I would actually put it down now. That way the rain can wash it into the soil and get it to the root system of the plant. And when the storm goes by, the plant can begin to use it.
Yeah, put it down today.
Yeah, put it down today, and that way the rain will get it moving for you.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984. Or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. Or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I apologize for my voice. I'm still weak from several weeks of pneumonia, had a collapsed lung, and all kinds of stuff, but I'm working my way back, and I'll do my best to help you out this morning. So if you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Mass with a question about chrysanthemums.
Hey, George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, thank you. And thank you for taking my call. And you sound great, Paul. And I just want to welcome you back and tell you that Patrick did a great job in filling in, so I'd like to tell you that, okay?
Thank you.
And my question is, Paul, is about chrysanthemums, because it's like a mystery, you know? Everybody uses them, and then they end up in the dumpster. And I know that some are hardy chrysanthemums. How do I keep them over winter, and so that I can have a chance of having them bloom the next year?
Okay. Now, are yours all finished blooming now, George?
No, they're not. They're still blooming.
Okay. When they finish blooming, remove the flowers so that the plant doesn't use its energy to try and make seed in the blossom. And as long as the foliage is green, then the plant will be actively growing, especially if you live, let's say, on Cape Cod South, where you're going to have a milder fall and, you know, early winter. Once the foliage all dies, then cut the plant back to about 3 inches, and then cover the plant with either pine needles, straw, seaweed, some type of organic matter, pine bark mulch, about 3 inches deep, and that will give the plant additional insulation to help it get through the winter. What happens is we plant late, because it is a late blooming flower, and the plant really never gets a chance to become fully established in the garden. And most of us in the fall, we plant differently. We dig a hole, drop the plant in, fill the soil, and it's in. In the spring, we add manure, we add compost, we pamper. So the different type of planting, the length of the season, determines the life of that plant. And that's why they don't do as well. But remove the flowers when it goes by. If you want to use a liquid food, Miracle Grow or something like that, to help it get a better root, that will help also. And then mulch, when the foliage has passed, will help a great deal also. So things like that. And for the most part, the mums of today are grown in pots, not field. And many years ago, when you bought mums, they were dug right from the field. So you pinched the root system of the plant, and that gave it a bigger start. Today, the roots are in a ball, and they grow in a circle, and they have a tougher time to become established. But you should get a 50% survival rate if you do it that way. Okay? Again, anything else?
No, that's it, Paul. I just wanted to welcome you back, and as I've told you before, you know, we value you so much, okay?
Thank you. I will get better. Thank you.
Fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we've got Pat from Maine with a question about blueberries.
Good morning, Pat. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank
you. March, I bought two patio blueberries in pots from Gurney's. And
yes.
I bought them for my son who lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And he's had good luck with them during the summer, but he's wondering what to do with them to take good care of them in the winter.
Okay. What type of pot are the blueberries in? Are they in a breakable pot or like a plastic, something that's flexible?
I believe they're in a plastic pot.
Okay. Then, the reason is if it was something breakable, it would have to be taken out of the pot for the winter. Now, the blueberry needs to stay outside and have a normal winter. So, if he can put it up against a building, he can put it underneath a porch. And if he's in Cambridge, and there's no place where he can put it where it's sheltered, in a unheated tool shed or garage, as long as he waters during the winter months, but, underneath, a deck, up against a fence or a building where it's out of the wind, And the other thing is the pot itself should be off the ground. The reason is if we get rain, which we will, the pot will fill, turn to ice, not drain, and then the root system will be damaged. So put a brick or two down the pot and up against a protected area, and it should be okay.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll
thank
give them
you.
All the information.
Okay.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Paul. Bye.
Bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Larry from Maine with a question about maple trees.
Good morning, Larry.
Hello?
Yes, Larry, good morning.
Hey, Paul, I got some low-lying branches on maple trees that I hit my head on when I mow the lawn.
Yes.
I was wondering if this is a good time to cut them off.
Has all the foliage come off the plant?
Yes, they have.
Yep, then it's time. Now, how large are these branches?
Oh, they're less than 2 inches in diameter.
Okay, what you want to do is make a cut about 3 feet from the main stem of the plant.
Yeah.
And that way, as a branch falls, it won't rip the bark off of the main stem. And then make your final cut right up against the main stem. And the new research has found that the use of paint on cuts is no longer effective. They found that tree paint actually slows down the healing process. So make a cut, then a flush second cut, and this should be in good shape.
Okay, one more question. I have, would the same thing apply for an American chestnut tree?
Yes. As long as all the foliage has fallen, that will tell you that the energy in the plant is now inside and ready for storage. So you can prune all of your leaf-type plants at this time, as long as they're not blooming. For shrubs, do the bulk of your pruning in the spring, or for shade plants like maple, oak, chestnut, birch, you can do it at this time of the year with no problem at all.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rick from Massachusetts with a question about a vine.
Good morning, Rick. How can we help you?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I have a
woody kind of a vine growing along my stone wall. It appears to be pretty old vine. It's maybe an inch thick, and it grows up and then across the wall. And it's got artificial-looking pink and blue berries. They're about the size of a blueberry. And the reason I ask, I don't particularly care for it myself, but a neighbor came by, and he said for years he's been trying to He clipped a piece and he tried to get it to grow himself because he liked it. And then a second person stopped by in a car one day when I was out front, and he liked the darn thing too. And so my question is, if you can identify it, it has such unusual berry. I mean, they really look plasticky almost. If you can identify the vine, and if so, where could I get one to give to the neighbor?
Okay, it sounds like porcelain vine.
All right.
Now, what you can do is this. Where the vine is in contact with the soil, if you take a knife, scrape the bark from the vine all the way around, dig a hole about 2 inches deep, and then bury the vine and let sit there. During the winter, nothing is going to happen because the plant's dormant. But in the spring, it will develop a root system where you have removed the bark. And so maybe like 3 feet from the tip of the plant, or even closer, scrape the bark, bury it, mark it. And what I normally would do would be to put a, like a brick over it so that you don't disturb it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by, I would say, late May, early June, it will develop a root, and then you can cut it from the main plant, dig, and you'll have a new plant, and it will cost you nothing.
Are they available in nurseries?
Yes.
Oh, they are, and it's called a porcelain. You think it's called a porcelain vine?
Porcelain vine.
Like porcelain, like a dish.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the other thing you can do is send me a picture of the berries. Send it to paulparent.com.
All right.
No, I'm sorry. That's my website. Send it to pparent@roadrunner.com.
All right.
And then I'll take a look at it and definitely get back to you with the right name. But it sounds like porcelain vine.
All right. Well, gee, great. That's a big help. I'll try that planting that you suggested and see what happens.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our phone, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. It will all work together. I apologize for my voice. Patrick will probably be joining us shortly. Still not 100% after about with pneumonia and everything else. So I apologize for the tone of my voice, but I am getting better and should be back in only a few weeks to come. Now, the one area I want you to be aware of is in your lawn right now. As the days get colder, moles will get very active. So walk on your lawn and look for raised areas of moles. Because if you don't prepare for it now. Once the snow falls, it will destroy your lawn. So walk your property, look for raised areas, not necessarily a mound, but little raised tunnel. Normally it would begin where there is a mulch bed, grasses, woody area, and then you move into the lawn from there. But if you see it, treat the area. Otherwise, during the winter, it'll eat your whole lawn and you'll have a major problem between winter and spring. Also, on your roses, I know a lot of you still have color. Bring them in. Cut the flower. Bring them in the house. Enjoy it. Don't mulch around your roses till Thanksgiving. Too early. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, this is a great time of the year for outside planting, and a lot of the nurseries are having sales on their plants. So take advantage of the sales. You can still plant right up until the ground freezes, and with the sales, you can save 50% on trees and shrubs with no problem at all. And also bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses. Now is the time to plant. And there's nothing that will be more enjoyable for you in the spring than after a long winter with snow and cold to have tulips and daffodils come into bloom in your garden. It will just make you feel wonderful. So, it's not too late. Get down to the nursery. Plant your tulips, daffodils, and your smaller bulbs. And that way, spring will be a rejuvenation of your winter months and bring you back to life. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jan from New Hampshire with a question about her lawn.
Jan, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, I have been listening to you for quite some time, and I put in a new lawn this year.
Okay.
And we put down about 3 inches of loam. Then I rented one of those seed slicers. We put down some of that lime, the quick-acting, the one, I think it was...
The Magic Cal?
Yeah, that's it, the Magic Cal. And
okay.
Then we put starter fertilizer, and we put the seed down with the seed slicer.
Yeah.
It came up kind of sparse, and so I reseeded, overseeded, but very gently over that, and
mm-hmm.
we put some more starter fertilizer. Now... And this happened kind of before, too. I did scratch up the lawn to make sure, you know, so it had something to grab onto, the seed.
Right.
Now I'm seeing, it's like a green film, almost like moss growing. And it in the soil is very dense, in those areas. And I don't know if it is moss or what it is, but it's kind of like a moldy film type thing. And I do have a second question. Do you want me to give you that now?
Yeah, why don't you give me the second one also?
Okay. That was the second question, film. But also, I wanted to know when to dig up daffodil bulbs.
Okay.
When's a good time to transplant daffodil bulbs, yes.
Okay.
You
can dig and move the daffodil bulbs now. That's no problem. So any of your spring blooming ones, just be careful. And if you can use a pitchfork rather than a shovel, less likely to damage the bulbs. Now, on your soil, it sounds like it's acid. It sounds like it has clay in it, and that's giving you the moss. For now, you've already applied the lime, and you've done everything possible. In the spring, I would add lime again to help to neutralize the soil. The other thing is, if the area is flat, it won't be a problem. If the area has a slope to it, what I would do for the winter is buy a bale of straw, not hay, and put a very thin layer right on top of that newly seeded area to help hold it, like a heavy rain, and also the straw on it will hold the heat to give the seed more time to develop in the soil. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.